Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. A partly sunny day today, high around 80. Tomorrow, sun and clouds at 85. On Saturday, partly sunny, less humid, lower 80s. And Sunday right now looks sunny and 80. We'll check the details on that Tri-State Forecast in just a few minutes. Taking a look at some stories we're following for you. In Great Barrington, police have released the name of that Connecticut biker killed in a July 4th crash. They've released the name as Antonio Dioza, 68, of Danbury. He died of injuries suffered in that crash after being airlifted to Albany Medical Center. A preliminary investigation indicates that his Harley-Davidson collided with a car driven by Tando Divine, 22, when she crossed the northbound lane to turn into the Bistro Box roadside eatery driveway. Any witnesses to the crash are asked to contact the Great Barrington Police Department at 413-329-6871. The Board of Finance for the Town of Sharon is seeking applicants to fill a vacancy as an alternate member. The applicant must be a registered voter in the Town of Sharon with certain restrictions on affiliation for minority representation. The position will automatically be on the ballot for town election in November of 2023. You're asked to send a letter of interest with a resume to Tina Pitcher, Board Secretary at Town Hall, or to tina-p@sharon-ct.org by July 22nd. Questions can be directed to Pitcher or the board chair, Tom Bartram, at thbartram@gmail.com. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection on Saturday issued a draft policy for its management of hazardous trees in state parks and campgrounds, triggered by last winter's controversial tree cutting at Housatonic Meadows State Park. The General Assembly passed legislation in May that required the DEEP to establish a policy for its management of hazardous trees. Lawmakers were responding to a public outcry to the extent of the removal of more than 100 oak and pine trees at the Housatonic River site. The legislative effort gained some initial traction but appeared doomed until its provisions were folded into a broader environmental measure, Public Act 22-143, which passed the department's new policy, which will be the subject of a virtual public meeting on Monday, July 11th, calling for it to consult with a licensed arborist prior to the designation and removal or mitigation of a hazardous tree, advance notice to the public, including signage and posting online, and consideration of replanting and other relevant improvements to offset the aesthetic or ecological value that is removed by removing a tree. In a story in the Republican American, soaring prices for groceries of gas have increased demand at the Norfolk Food Pantry, while donations have decreased, according to its director, noting there was an increase in usage in 2020 during the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. They said demand is even higher now. Donations, meanwhile, have diminished. The pantry's housed in the Vitale Chapel adjacent to the Congregational Church, but it's not affiliated with the church. The Church of Christ has been helping offset the lack of donations through its Minister Discretionary Fund. Those wishing to directly donate perishables, such as butter, meat, milk, and fresh vegetables, can bring them directly to the pantry Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. A volunteer will accept them. Donation boxes of non-perishables can be found at the Berkshire Country Store, Patel Chapel, Immaculate Conception Church, Church of the Transfiguration, and the Norfolk Library. In a story in TriCorderNews.com, Salisbury Housing Committee held the first of two public informational meetings on Thursday, June 30th at the Salisbury Congregational Church on plans for 18 to 20 affordable housing units near the village proposed to be built on a 5.3-acre parcel of donated land. More than 50 residents attended the meeting asking questions about the plan and right-of-way access to the site over the old railroad corridor adjacent to the railroad ramble trail, known as the Rail Trail. The land had been given to the nonprofit Housing Commission by adjoining property owner Jim Dresser. There is a second town meeting scheduled for July 16th at 11 a.m. at the church, and a town meeting vote is scheduled for Thursday, July 28th at 7:30. That'll also be at the church. After a meticulous search for a leader to step into what seemed like an impossible position to fill, principal at Weavertuck High School, the Weavertuck Central School District Board of Education has hired Robert Kinskill as a new principal earlier this year. His first day was Friday, July 1st. He follows on the heels of popular Weavertuck High School principal Katie McEnroe, whose retirement became official on June 30th. in Millerton, with construction moving forward at the Millerton Community Park, formerly known as Eddie Collins Memorial Field. The village board was asked to approve in concept suggested improvements to the park's Little League field at its special workshop in May. Save the village trustee, Lori Kerr, who was absent, the majority of trustees attended that meeting at the village hall. After some discussion, the board unanimously approved the proposed improvements to the Little League field in concept. The Carnival Clothing Drive in Hillsdale is running through the 16th of July. The Climate Smart Task Force is sponsoring that drive, bringing unworn or greatly used Climate Carnival pop-up free store. You can drop off at Hillsdale Firehouse, the back door vestibule on Route 22. The door will be open 24/7. Community Health and Wellness Medical Unit will be at the Salisbury V&A 387 Kill Road on the following Thursdays from 9 to 11. Today, July 21st, August 4th and 18th. The clinic can provide medical screenings and examinations, point-of-care testing, along with COVID and other lab tests, and also provide vaccinations, COVID vaccinations by appointment assistance with health insurance enrollment, and referrals for specialty care at their Winston-Torrington office. For more information, 860-387-0801. Maplebrook School has exciting happenings after more than 2 years of COVID restrictions and the last year of gathering, archiving, and negotiating. Chris Keene is presenting the paintings of Carl T. Linden for a limited time only at the Maplebrook School AIM Gallery on Route 22. Linden spent the last years of his life in Amenia, New York, living with his daughter Anne. The opening is of tomorrow, 6 till 8 p.m., in the AIM Gallery located in Alumni Hall on the main campus. If you cannot make the show at that time, you can contact the school for an appointment at the Art Gallery at artgallery@maplebrookschool.org or contact Jessica at 845-373-9511, extension 253. The Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show happens on the 10th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. in the village. This is featured on the My Classic Car TV show. Food, live music, vendors, entertainment. There's something for everybody at this show. Also, Discover Falls Village Artisan Crafts Market and Tag Sale happens this weekend in Falls Village. The Artisan Crafts Market at the Library Lawn on Saturday and a giant tag sale at the Center on Main on Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 3. Both of events are part of Discover Falls Village Weekend, highlighting the businesses, cultural offerings, and local artisans in the second smallest town in the state. Within walking distance along classical New England Town Center, Main Street, the popular Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show takes place from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And a reminder that Noble Horizons' 50th Annual Community Picnic will be held on July 12th with a rain date of the 13th, 4:30 to 7:30 at Noble Horizons. Food by the Lakeville Host Company, music by the Salisbury Band. Cost per person is $15, $40 per family. Fees for the event will be collected upon arrival. Check or cash would be preferred. If you prefer pay by credit card, contact 860-435-9851. And not far along after that, Canaan Railroad Days will be celebrating its 58th year, bringing the festival to the northwest corner in Canaan. Railroad Day starts Wednesday, July 13th, and ends Sunday, July 17th, with the fireworks on Saturday, July 16th. The carnival will be running on July 13th through the 16th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find dinner specials every night, a tapas menu as well as a regular menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 31,037.68, the NASDAQ at 11,361.85, and the S&P 500 at 3845.08. We'll check the forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.